As we stop finding fault with our experience and begin to accept it and work with it, we find that we are getting exactly what we need. We learn to see beyond appearances. The more we accept life and surrender to it, the more harmonious our experience feels, and we find it increasingly easier to bring a positive attitude toward it. This results in less struggle and greater happiness. In my own way, I discovered the principle that thought is creative. The way I look at something influences the way I experience it and what I attract to me in the future. If I stop resisting and struggling, life gets easier. Events which support my life begin to occur naturally. I don't have to try to make them happen. By accepting what is and cooperating with it, I begin to experience my own creative power. I begin to think, to will, to create with God instead of apart from Him. I take responsibility for my own happiness moment to moment and stop seeking it outside of me. That changes my experience. I move from seeking without to finding within, and once I find within, I see that mirrored in my life. The truth is, I can change my experience, but that change begins with a shifting of my own perceptions. Therefore, it can never be mechanical. My heart must be in it, or I am powerless to shift any external condition in my life. The inner work always comes first. The law of grace operates from the inside out. As changes are made in the way I hold my experience begins to shift. When we stop trying to change our experience and accept it, the flow of grace begins. Acceptance says to God, I accept the reality that presents itself to me, even when it appears to be scary or dark. I open myself to the inner wisdom it brings to me. I open myself to the deepening of my capacity to love and to care. I do not push my experience away just because it shows up differently from the way I expect it to. When it shows up different from what I expect, I take a deep breath, let go of my expectations, and try to get my arms around what is happening. I know that my job is to embrace everything that happens to me, and that the more difficult it is for me to embrace something, the more deeply I will learn from it. I learn to stop resisting and to surrender into life. I stop distrusting and begin to trust. And in so doing, I shift my consciousness. And as consciousness shifts, so does the external reality that reflects it. I never know how external reality will shift. I have to keep surrendering my demands and expectations. That is a perpetual process. Surrender just doesn't happen once or twice. It happens continually, day to day, hour to hour, moment to moment. The outside aligns with the inside. This is a spiritual law. It is the law of grace. But it can't be quantified. It can't be precisely described. It can't become a technology of transformation. Consciousness is poetry in motion. It is a dance of form, embodied for a moment and then empty again. It comes into being, changes shape, disappears, and reappears. It is playful, spontaneous, always new. You must be in the moment to see it or appreciate it. It has nothing to do with the past or the future.